present you Frank Eickhoff, who has studied in Karlsruhe, as far as I know, and has now gone back to Berlin, and will report on Terminal Rasa, Every Music Begins with Silence.
Hello. In case for the people who don't know me, I, like Frank said, I'm studying media art here in the University for the Art and Design, which is in fact a direct neighbor of the ZKM. So I'm not a professional programmer, I'm a so-called media artist. So the title of my lecture is Terminal Rasa, Every Music Begins with Silence. And like you see, every lecture begins with silence too. So my focus on software developing is not only music. I try a lot of different projects like OpenGL, graphic stuff, video, rendering. So I try a lot of different parts of software developing. And for this lecture, I'll just start. An important question in software development is how can the user interact with the software? What's the concept of the interface? You can analyze the interface problem from two perspectives. So I invent here the word interface problem. The two perspectives are first the perspectives of the developer. The software developer knows the main features of the software. He actually wrote the code, and from that point he can decide which areas of the program should be open for access for another user. So the other perspective is the perspective of the user itself. The user wants an interface with special features. He has a special intention of what he wants to do with the software. And because we are dealing with audio software here, we have the question, what should the program sound like? And if the software for live performance should have features like an instrument, what features does an acoustic instrument have? And what features should a computer music instrument have? So I'm trying here the combination of music with a machine from the perspective of the developer and the user, which are actually two parts of the two views on the same problem. So the first part of my lecture is concerns with music and sound and the special attributes of acoustic instruments and the features of an average personal computer. And the second part, I want to present a little software project of mine, which is called FUI. It is an audio software for a sequencer for playing samples and doing some effect stuff. So, the interface problem is a very important aspect in audio software development. The interface of the machine is not the device itself, but rather the parts of the machine which are used for interaction and exchange. The area between the inner and the outer world of the machine. The interface problem is the problem of interaction between human and machine. So, more like a definition of the interface problem. For an instrument, it is the area between sound production and sound modulation. Sound is produced through specific methods of physical phenomena. These methods of sound production can be controlled through the manipulation of various parameters. These parameters are the values which should be open for access by the user. It is possible to draw conclusions from the analysis of sound to the possibilities of sound modulation. Therefore, the first item to analyze or to consider is music. computer music instrument, and I change here the words to music instrument computer, which shows the way of my talk. So I start with music. Silence, noise, and sound are the most basic elements of the phenomenon that is music. What music one wants to hear is an individual decision. Each has its own likes and dislikes. In the first place, music is a matter of taste. An instrument, acoustic or electronic, is a tool or a machine to make music. Any of these tools are designed with a special intention. The basis of this intention is a certain idea of sound and tone color. One can say that the instrument is a mechanical or electronical construction of a sound idea. What should my instrument sound like? How can I construct a sound? So I now to the point, acoustic sound. Sound is nothing more than pressure differences in the air. One can hear sound, but one cannot easily see it or even touch it. The behavior of sound as a space in a space is complex and depends on the physical properties of the space. Thus, any visual representation of sound must remain abstract and is necessarily a simplified model of the real situation. The special character of sound is that one cannot see it. To the next point, digital sound. A computer calculates a chain of numbers which can be played by a sound card. Acoustic waves are simulated by combinations of algorithms. Such mathematical processes are abstract and not visible. The same like sound. An audio application can run within a shell process or even as a background process. It does not require any visual or even statistical feedback. Now I'm defining the instrument as a combination of sound and an interface. At the point where one wants direct access to the sound manipulating parameters of a software or instrument, one needs some sort of an interface. The construction of the interface is derived on one hand from the tone color of the sound. On the other hand, the interface has influence on the playability of the instrument and thus on the sound aesthetic itself. The instrument is the connection of sound with an interface. So, the classic acoustic instrument. A classical instrument like the violin or the piano is very old compared to the computer. The structure and operation of acoustic instruments has been optimized through years of usage. One could say, then, that the instrument has a balance between optimized playability and a characteristic tone color. Every instrument has its unique sound. Now, the universal computer. From the start, the computer was developed as a universal, flexible calculating machine. The universal computer works with calculating operations and algorithms. Alan Turing proved with his invention of the Turing machine that every problem which could be mechanized can be solved by a computer calculation. Otherwise, the computer ends up in an infinite loop and without results. The Turing machine, like Alan Turing proved, does not stop in this situation. It is obvious that the computer can solve a huge amount of problems. So, the computer interface is divided into hardware and software interface. The hardware setup of an ordinary personal computer is a keyboard, a monitor, and a mouse. Software interfaces are programs which can interact with such hardware. The clarification of this concept makes it easy to deal with the complex possibilities of the computer. And now to the final part. We want to discover the computer music instrument. And the computer music instrument is, like I said, a combination of the music, the instrument, and the computer. And I took each special features of these things to make a combined definition of the computer music instrument. When one wants to use the computer as an instrument, One must combine the features of an instrument with the features of a computer. One needs to create the balance between playability, unique sound, and the special character of the computer, that is flexibility. Now, I stop here with my little introduction to the problem of the interface. And now I'm presenting my little audio application, which is called FUI. Actually, the project FUI is, I don't know, 2 years, a couple of years I worked on this idea. I wanted to make a software where I can program a unique and graphical simple interface for mouse interaction. It should be without. It should be simple in the first place and focused on visual feedback. So this is one of the first versions of a FUI application. It ran on Windows, like you see. I used the PLIP GUI, which is a OpenGL GUI. So the problem of the GUI is rather complex, because on the web there are a lot of GUIs, and you can use I don't know. It depends on which GUI you want, and when you have a GUI, you can mostly use it only on this machine and not on this machine. So I decided to write my own GUI, which should run on Windows, Macintosh, or Unix machines. That's because I decided to use OpenGL. So this looks nice. Nice colors, but it was slow. So the next version of the GUI was more experimental. It, I used icons, bitmap icons, to represent the GUI parts, the different parts here. So something like a button or a folder, linked lists. And these rectangle objects are the representation of samples. So, like you see here in the first picture, from the start I used a two-dimensional area, and rectangles or other 3D objects were the representation of a sample within a time slice, but I'll describe it later. So, and that's more or less that's. The last one of the last versions of the GUI. I made the GUI more simple and try to open the program for different kinds of interfaces. Not only the GUI, which is visual, but also the terminal, which is the ordinary interface to a Unix machine, or in fact, the terminal is one of the oldest interfaces to a computer. So I try to use the text input too. And this is more or less the last version of the GUI, of the FUI application. I use OpenGL, very simple OpenGL GUI, rendered in a window, in an Excel window. And I use the terminal for command line input. So. Now I'm changing from Windows to Linux, so I have to reboot. And before that, I want to thank, of course, the Linux, the conference team, then Anforderstedt Satucci for the help on the paper, and especially Marco Piatkowski and Alice Pilte from Berlin, which helped me a lot to port the FUI software to their version of the Linux distribution. That's called II, what you will see. So, now. I hope it works. shutting down, you could say. I developed FUI on OS X on a very slow, on an old Pismo PowerBook with 500 MHz, using the GCC environment. And it's pretty slow. I don't know if someone has OS X on a Pismo. It's not easy. So I try to make the whole full application as small as possible with very simple Unfortunately, I have no mirror of the external monitor. So I have to move UV. So, I start with FUI, which is still in development. The title is Terminal Rasa, and when I start FUI, I have the, I call it Terminal Rasa state. Because when I start FUI, I have just the command line, FUI started waiting for command line input. And what you see here is that I started audio RPU, I used real-time audio, actually I tested port audio, jack, real-time audio, fmod, which is a game audio RPU from Firelight Technologies. I tested a lot of audio RPUs on my Pismo, but unfortunately I had problems to port it to Linux, so on Linux I'm only using real-time audio, which is pretty great, but I think you know. So, the terminal rasa, yeah. Maybe I try to explain the FUI application uses two types of interaction or interface. The first is the terminal. When you start the program, you're just in the terminal mode. And you can within the program, I have an object running which is called PET, which is the pseudo emulated terminal. So I try to emulate the normal terminal functions or the Unix-like behavior of a terminal into my FUI application. So I try to emulate like Unix-like commands like ls into the FUI. So you can use ls for listing the directory where you are. You can use cd for browsing the hard disk, and a couple of other commands for. Controlling the FUI and the audio. So this is my folder of the samples. Okay, now you know PET. And I talked about the GUI. And to open the GUI window, I just have to type open. There's the GUI open to speak. Now, here you can see both interfaces to the FUI application. So this is actually the audio part and the GUI part of the FUI is pretty simple. It's just looping sequencer. I can load samples, arrange them within a time slice of the sequence loop, and I have some simple effects on every sample. So every sample group is organized in sequence groups. So the first thing I have to do is to create a new sequence. So here I have a new sequence. I do a second one. Here you can, here's a list of the, what is this? Unfortunately, I had problems to compile the NVIDIA driver for this computer, so it's the OpenGL and it's pretty slow. So now I'm loading some samples, and then you can hear some stuff. This one. Okay. Yeah, this is okay. This is how it should be. So, like you can hear from the sound, the whole project is very experimental. And also the samples are very experimental. So, these are... I think it's pretty self-explaining. Oh, this is strange. This is strange. Da kannst du jetzt machen, ja. Das ist massive room. This is some strange ones, I don't know, from my heart. So, I have, unfortunately, you have always have to switch from one window to another to make the real command line when you want to use the keyboard. I don't know why it's some kind of bug, I don't have it on OS X, so here it's different. What I did here is using the get command to load the sample, and there are two ways to use the pet commands. You can list the files and you see the files are numbered, so you can choose to write get and just the number, so pet searches for the number and takes the file name, or you can also write the file name, the whole path of the sample. So you can pretty fast load samples into the audio application. And I'm using the terminal only for file browsing and for loading files, because implementing something like a text and the command line input output as a GUI is pretty complicated. So I try to just make the stuff I want to do. I mean, when you have a terminal, you can use it. I don't know. You don't have to to invent a terminal just to have a GUI, like a dialog or something. So maybe I play around here a little bit. So now I have two sequences. You can activate the sequence by clicking here on the sequence number. And now on this side we have some effects per sample, and this is more like a random effect, which is just activate this. Oh, random and slow. Okay, this is unstable. I don't know why. So this is effect on all the samples in the group. This is more for fast changing and coming up. So maybe I take this sample, put it here. So you have this here on the x axis. You have the position within the grouping time window, and on the while you can just arrange the samples visually, so you have some kind of picture of the sequence pattern. When I activate the sample, I have here the pitch. Here is a pitch shift stack, which I can mix. And here are some. So you're here. Before I started the full development, I had a special idea of how the music should sound like. That's what I talked about before. So the first part was the idea of sound of music. So everything which I programmed and developed was I tried to realize this sound idea. So I had a pretty abstract and, I don't know, strange kind of music in my mind. That's too much for the sound. Okay. Maybe I can I come to the end. Like you can see. It's pretty intuitive using of the GUI. It's just like you just load samples in and you arrange them by hearing, and you have from the GUI you have a very simple representation of what's actually happening in the time slice. I mean, not always the sound application starts to produce some strange noise. It's the rhythm is, the time is pretty stable. And you can arrange a lot of small, very intuitive and experimental little rhythm patterns. And you can play different patterns by just clicking on the sequence button. So you can arrange some kind of song-like structure or... Yeah. That's it.
This presentation. Are there any questions from the audience here? I see one hand signed from not the local but the virtual audience, which is brought to us by Sebastian Reibel.
Hello, this is Shriek. Antonio Manara from Pisa, Italy wants to know, does the y-axis of the interface have something to mean? Does it mean something?
This is a good question. Actually, the y-axis is still unused. I just leave it free for... first of all, I thought about putting the panning or some kind of effect parameter to the y-axis. You can do it. But actually, I found out by playing around with the software, I found out that it's okay when you just have the y-axis free, so you can arrange freely the samples on this two-dimensional area. When you have a parameter on the y-axis, you are forced to arrange samples on one straight line on the window, and so I can more freely arrange the samples like I want to have this visual feedback.
Any more questions? Okay then, thank you very much, Frank. As you noticed, we are a bit late, so we will also continue late. Now is the lunch break, and we will start in 1 hour at 1:45 to 2 with a talk about Muse by the